Welcome to the Master Marketing and Monetize podcast with me, your host, Leon George. I went from being an unfulfilled attorney at law to becoming a widely successful marketing coach. I help my clients master social media marketing their way so they can monetize their skill sets and build demand for their coaching programs. On this podcast, I share the best advice when it comes to social media marketing and running your online business. If you are an online coach or a service provider, then this is the podcast for you, as I'll get you one step closer to becoming the person that you need to be to finally have your dream life and business. Let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the podcast. We are on episode 64. How crazy is that? It has been a while since I've done a solely on the podcast episode. So since it's just me and you, and it's a bit more personal, how about we start with some life business updates, because I haven't been updating you in such a long while. And I know if you're listening to the podcast, and I know you're in my inner circle, so I always try to give you additional information about me and about what is happening that you perhaps may not know from my socials or from my emails. All right, so the last time I did a podcast episode where it was just on the podcast may have been in late January or early February, when I was in the middle of my launch for my group program, the Ultimate Gram Academy. And if you know me, you know that I absolutely cannot shut up about the Ultimate Gram Academy, because it is honestly one of the best things I've ever created. It's my group program where I carry my clients through the process of packaging and launching their signature offer. However, during my launch earlier this year, it honestly felt so hard and forced, so I ended the launch early, something I've never done, and I've upgraded my existing UGA clients into one-on-one coaching and decided, you know what, I am going to focus on that mainly. And honestly, this decision feels so aligned based on where I am right now, which is all about making deeper impact. So there was a point in my business journey where I was about impacting a lot of people, which I think I still am, but I'm also especially as it relates to my paid containers, I want to impact people on a more deeper level. I want a deeper transformation from them, you know? So that means I want to make the entire coaching experience about them and where they're at, and create a more custom content strategy and coaching for that particular person, right? Because honestly, not everyone is at the place where they should be launching by way of masterclasses. For some of you, your main focus should actually be developing a content system so that you're able to post content consistently. For some of you, it may be that you need to work on your CEO mindset, because maybe you've just left corporate and you need to start thinking like an entrepreneur. Or maybe it's you need to manage your client relationships better. Or maybe you need to focus more on the techie stuff associated with content creation. But whatever is your specific marketing challenge, we handle that inside of one-on-one coaching, right? And probably from now until the end of the year, my main focus would be one-on-one coaching, right? And in that container, we work together for 6 whole months, and we meet weekly, and we overcome your marketing challenge, your business challenge, and I ensure that you are set up in such a way to create content consistently and attract dream clients into your business, right? So again, if this is something that you feel like, yes, Leon, this is speaking to me, I want to be a part of it, definitely go to the link in the show notes below and apply. With regards to the Ultimate Gram Academy, I do hope to eventually relaunch it sometime in the future, but as of now, I don't have an official relaunch date. But when I do, you'll be the first to know, yeah? All right. So the next thing, or the next kind of update that I want to kind of just share with you is a mixture of both personal and business. But later this year, I would be meeting my own business coach who lives all the way in North Carolina in the U.S. for her first ever live event, where she'll be teaching us like the behind the scenes of how she made her first $1 million. And I know this is such a clickbait kind of topic, but what I really and truly love about it is that she's a black woman and she looks just like me. At least in my head, she's black. I think we're like 1 year apart, you know. She's young and she's like killing it, you know. And the old Leon will like never do something like this. Especially since this is like officially my first trip to the US. But my goal is to have a multi-million company. And I know the stats. And the reality is a small percentage of business owners will make it to that status. And I am like 100% committed to like do the work necessary for me to be the person I need to be to own a company that produces like over $1 million, right? So for a bit of context, if this is the first podcast episode you're listening to and you have no idea who I am, I was born in the Caribbean, Trinidad and Tobago, and I've never been anywhere beyond the Caribbean. And I am so pumped. I'm in the process of organizing my US visa. I'm coordinating with someone who is also a client of my coach, and she would be there as well. So we're trying to coordinate flights and hotel and the whole jazz. And honestly, I am excited. So if you have any newbie travel tips, do send them my way. I'm hoping to also go to New York for the first time as well and do a bit of shopping. So again, if you feel like, you know what, there's something that I should know or need to know, do let me know in the DMs, because I am a total newbie at this. And the more information, the better, right? Okay, so I feel like I have a lot more things to share with you, but I feel like I can cap it at this point here, because I know you clicked on this podcast episode because you want the breakdown of how I went from $15 all the way to $15,000 in investments in the last 2 years. What? Okay, so I said 2 years, but I think it's more like 2.5 years, you know. So let me start off with like, what is an investment in the first place? So an investment is where you purchase something with the hope of getting some sort of return in the future. Now, the future can be 5 minutes later, 1 hour later, 1 day later, 1 month later, 1 year later, 10 years later, right? So you get it, just the future is the future. More or less any time period that has not yet arrived is the future. And that is what an investment is. Like when you purchase something, the aim is so that you purchase something now, and then sometime along the road you get back something in return, right? And it doesn't need to be a monetary return. It can be a return of many forms, all right? So I started my business in late 2019, and my first business-related investment was around mid-2019, even before I had a marketing business, and it was a $15 course in Udemy. And Udemy is a course platform, so you can check it out. But I was in corporate during that time, and I was scrolling because I was still trying to figure out like what to do with my life. So I was scrolling and I don't know how I ended up bouncing into Udemy, but I saw they had all these like courses, and some were free, but some were paid at a super low cost, you know. And I saw one for $15, and it was like an all-inclusive type of course. It had like 17 different trainings all about different areas in digital marketing, right? And this was the first time I ever invested in online learning. As I said, I was in my corporate job, I was an attorney at law. I still am an attorney at law. But you know what I mean? I was deep into the legal world, and while I did not complete that entire course, I did do the lessons on social media marketing for the major platforms like Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, etc. So I learned how to optimize an account and how to start creating content. And then I used that to start my own business, right? Now, as a result of this 15 US course, I got my first client, all right? And this was a friend at the time, and she wanted a more elevated look for her Instagram. So I charged her around 100 US to optimize her Instagram bio and to create content for 1 month. And when I say create content, I amended her branding, I amended her graphics, I amended her messaging, I amended her entire profile. I did her captions, every single thing, right? So let me go over this again, because I want to make sure you're following. A 15 US course on Udemy, I spent honestly about 3 months doing it. So 15 US and my time gave me the skills I needed to land my first paying client, even before I had a social media account. Me and my friend, we were literally liming, and she was saying she needed help with this. And then she said, Leon, isn't this something you do? And I was like, oh, yeah. I hadn't even like spoken about it like in a very public way. And she was like, okay, what is the cost? We set up a consultation. I literally did a Google form. She filled it out. And she chose a date and time. We met. And she gave me my first payment. And that's how I landed my first client. And for the next 4 to 5 months, it was a really critical time for me, because now I was in the thick of it. I had left the corporate world. I had now started entrepreneurship and being on this journey of building a personal brand. And honestly, I was not in the place to make a lot of the paid investments during this 4 to 5 month period. So what did I do? I didn't sit down and say, woe is me. I invested in a few free courses on Coursera, HubSpot, and lots of research on YouTube. I went down the YouTube rabbit hole, right? Because this is what I could have afforded. I cannot have afforded the paid programs, but I could have afforded the time needed to go through a lot of the free material that is already available. Yeah? And it was around, I guess, April or May 2020 that I realized that I was creating content and no clients were coming. Then I decided to create a course that I really whipped up in about 2 to 3 weeks, and I sold all about creating content on Instagram, since that is all I knew at the time. At the time, my main skills were content creation, how to optimize your account and how to create content, you know? And guess what? 10 people bought that course, and it was priced at 100 US. So that's about $1,000 that I made from creating my own program about Instagram and content creation. So let's go over this again, because a lot of numbers were calling, right? So a 15 US call, lots of trial and error, because I did have a paying client, and I had about, let's say, probably around 3 more clients I booked throughout that 4 to 5 month period. I whipped up a course, and then I got 10 people to buy into my paid course. So you're seeing how the return on investment, how that flow, right? For this particular low cost investment. Now, that's when I realized, and again, this is why taking action is so important. Because if I had just bought the course, consumed the information and did nothing else, I would not have come to this realization here. So that's when I realized you can't just create content and give tips on Instagram and expect people to buy in. You need to have an actual offer and be able to market that offer and launch it. And that led to my second investment. When I realized that, I was like, you know what? I need to figure out how to do this launching thing. I need to. And it's so ironic that whenever you feel like, you know what, something is missing, you find someone who can help you. And that's how I found another person in the online space. I think she was based in Canada. And her entire specialty was all around launching courses. I followed her for a while and I said, you know what, I'm in. I'm ready to buy in. And the money that I made from launching my own course, I took that and I made the first investment in a $9.97 self-paced course with a Facebook group attached. And that taught me how to launch courses. Now, this program actually really changed my life or the trajectory of like my business, because it also came with a bonus teaching me how to get started with email marketing. So it was definitely a 2-for-1. After I learned how to start and grow my email list, guess what? I started and I grew my own email list, right? Because it's all about application. So it made no sense that I learned it and I wasn't applying it. As I learned, I applied. As I learned, I applied, you know? And up to this day, I still use email marketing in my overall marketing strategy. Maybe that's how you bounced up to this podcast episode. Maybe you got an email saying new podcast and the podcast title that goes out. Maybe that's how you stumble upon this podcast episode, right? I also launch programs up until this day. After learning like the launch techniques, I launched an ebook, I launched group program, my signature group program, the Ultimate Grammar Academy, about 3 times, and I even launched a membership twice. All in all, from all of those launches, I think I made around, let's say, 15,000 US from all of those launches, and probably more. All of this from investing in a $9.97 course. When at the time, in all honesty, I did not even make that amount monthly. I actually went on a 6-month payment plan and I had no clue if I would be able to make the second payment or the third or the fourth. But in some weird way, me knowing that I made a commitment to this program and to the payments, it motivated me to go through the course material and apply it, because I knew this was how I was going to make a return on the investment. I needed to believe, you know what, this would work, and I needed to put in the work. That was it. So for the next 6 months, I launched my group program publicly while still selling my social media management services as well, because I was a done-for-you service provider. And I made just enough money to cover all of those monthly payments and cover my living expenses. And that was it. That was my business. My business afforded me the ability to pay for the course that I purchased, teaching me how to launch, and cover my living expenses. Actually, I was actually getting more clients during this period. But for some reason, with every client that I got, especially for social media management services, it was the more resentful I got. I was severely underpricing my services. I had no work boundaries. So eventually, all I did was work. Which, of course, wasn't healthy for me mentally, physically neither. And it really seeped into my personal life. I did not feel happy with how I was doing things, even though I had my own business, which was like a really great grand move. I wasn't happy with how my business was running and how my life was running. And that's when I met my mindset coach. And I made my third big investment of 1500 US, so 1500 US, to be a part of her 3-month group program. Now, again, at that time, I was making less than 1500 US monthly. Honestly, in a good month, I made about 1000 US. So when she called her price, of course, my mouth dropped. I was like, what? You know, I was like, very disappointed. I was very disappointed because I could not have afforded it, not because of her price, but because what that price meant. But at the same time, I know I needed her help. And on that call, so we were actually on a sales call when she presented her offer. On that call, I realized I had to decide. I had to decide if what was more important to me. Was it more important that I loved the life I was living and I started to enjoy my life? Or was it more important that I had a few extra bucks, a few extra dollars in my bank account? Which one was more important to me, you know? And guess which one I went with? And just like that, I said yes on the call. That's the first time I actually said yes on a call. And I made the first payment there and then, literally, Nicole. And yes, I did go with a payment plan option because that is what was best for me at that time. And while working with my mindset coach, I realized that I was holding on to a lot of things that felt more bad than good. I left business ventures behind. I parted gracefully. Things that I no longer aligned with. I broke up with my clients, my paying clients, who simply did not honor my boundaries and who I no longer enjoyed working with. And this led to the biggest transition in my business. I left social media management behind and I started coaching services. All with her guidance and her support. And in all honesty, I'm not saying that if I didn't work with her, I may not have done those things. But I'm saying that working with a coach definitely helped that transition and made it smoother. It was so good to feel supported in these life decisions. A huge realization too, like during like my period of working with this particular mindset coach, she really made me realize that I get to choose my life. I get to choose every single area of my life, not just business, you know, like personal, love, spiritual, every single area you get to choose. Like, you get to choose it. It's that simple. Like, you're in the driving seat. So guess what I did? I took my December completely off. Some of you all may remember this period, right? I just was like, bye guys. I think around December the 7th or 8th, I was like, later, see y'all in the new year. I deleted my Instagram. I had zero client work, zero client calls. I revamped my entire business model during that period. And I went from a done-for-you service provider creating content for others to a marketing coach. And while I can argue, you know what, that particular investment didn't really give me back money in my pocket, or it even made me lose money since I let go of my clients, it gave me a peace of mind. So while short term, yes, I can argue, you know what, I lost money, long term, it gave me peace of mind, and that was my return on my investment. And with a mind that is at ease, it's easy to show up for my business, it's easy to make money. And that's exactly what I did. That is exactly what I did. So this now led me to January 2021. It was a new year. The first thing that I did Instagram-wise, I went to my profile, I logged back in, and I changed my bio from content writer to marketing coach. And I started working on my first offering as a coach, which was a membership. With templates and content calendars, because I felt content creation came so naturally to me. I wanted to provide a platform where people just get content done for them without me specializing it for them, you know? And that's where like, the templates and content calendars came into play. But I knew it was a low ticket offer. It was a very affordable offer and it wasn't enough to sustain my business. And I knew that I wanted to offer one-on-one coaching, which would be more customized, more high touch. But I needed help to actually map out my offering. I said I needed help to actually map out what would I include in one-on-one coaching. Like, how would I market it? How would I do this, that, you know? And then, out of nowhere, I ended up finding this Instagram business coaching program that taught me exactly how to map out my one-on-one coaching offer. Like, I can't be making this up, guys. I can't. After launching my membership, I purchased the program and I got to work. Now, keep in mind how scary this was for me. I had just let go about 90% of my clients. I think I had about 2 clients. And I pivoted to a coach and I had no idea would people actually buy my coaching immediately or people need a while to warm up to me and warm up to the idea of coaching, you know. But at the same time, I knew it was necessary and I convinced myself that it will be worth it. The coach didn't have to convince me. I actually did not even DM the coach. I am that type of client. Like, if I know I want something, I would convince my own self. I am not like in the DMs. Back and forth, waiting for someone else to convince me. Like, no, that's not my vibe. That's not my buying style, I should say. I am the type of person who would just go to your link in bio and just buy. So that's what I did. I bought it. It was a self-paced course with a community aspect. So there was like a Facebook group where you could have asked questions. I didn't even get direct access to the course, which is so crazy when I think about it. And I signed up for another payment plan option again. I committed to the learnings and I applied it to my business. And by March, I launched my one-on-one coaching program. But here's where things got a bit tricky, and I'm so happy that I'm highlighting this. Here's where things got a little bit tricky. 0 people signed up. I had this big launch, masterclass, everything. 0 people signed up. Some people did book calls to find out more information, but no yeses. And I was honestly devastated. This was the first time I had launched something and no one signed up. I was like, what? You know? Now, at this point, I could have went ahead and emailed the coach and been like, your program didn't work, you know, I followed it, but it didn't work, 0 people signed up, but of course I did not, because I knew it was not the coach's fault. Instead, I said, you know what, Leon, you invested in this program, you have a payment plan that you're paying on this program, it's on you to make it work. You need to find the win. And I challenged myself to find the win. Find that thing within the program that would be a game changer for me. Find that thing within the program that I could use. And when I had that thought, or I had that thought process of what is that thing within the program that I could continue to use, I realized that program did an excellent job of breaking down how to launch via free masterclasses, and especially a lot of the tech and the backend stuff that a lot of people feel stuck with. So guess what I did? I launched it again. I launched my program again using the masterclass method. I tweaked my offer, I turned it into a group program, I dropped the price, and about 6 people signed up. I made about $2,000 US, and that is almost like double the amount that I paid for the course. Then I relaunched the same program again, and I made over $5,000 US. Crazy. Crazy. Now imagine what would have happened if I had stuck on that failed launch, quote-unquote, or on the launch when no one signed up. Imagine if I had decided, my thought at that time would have been, oh, this program doesn't work, or this coach is bad, or this person is a scam. Imagine if that was my thought. Instead, my thought was, hold up, what is the thing within this program that I can get a win from? And I went ham on that. Now, this takes me to around, let's say, July 2021. And at this time, I was doing well business-wise, honestly. I had clients in my 2 main offerings, which at that time were a group program, the Ultimate Glam Academy, and my membership that I had. It's no longer open. And I had a lot of freedom as well, because I stopped with social media management. I didn't have any one-on-one clients. So everything was being done in a group capacity. But I still felt like a critical aspect was missing. It's okay to decide, you know what, I am good and things are good, but it's also good to recognize, but could they be better? And I feel like that's where I was July 2021. I was like, things were good, but I know they could be just a little better, you know? I know I can't be the only one. And I was honestly so good at marketing my offers, creating content, that most of my clients, they came to me already sold. So I never had to do like a sales call before. I didn't do sales call for like almost a year. I never did like the calls that I have now, where you talk to me about your problem and I assess where you're at and I tell you if you're a good fit for the program, etc. And I give you action steps based on what it is I think would help you. I never had that. I was never in the DMs as well, going back and forth, convincing anyone to sign up. Never. Like, my marketing did the selling for me. My marketing came, resulted in people being attracted to my offers, convinced, hey, I want to sign up. But I know that at the same time, I want to introduce a higher ticket offering, and I want selling to be something that I am familiar with for myself, firstly, and to teach to my clients. And as I came to that realization again, guess what happened? my current business coach appeared, literally popped up. I am not exaggerating when I say literally popped up, because I don't know how I get into contact with the people I ended up working with, because we have very little mutual friends. And she started to pop up, and I watched some of her stories. So you know the algorithm works. When you watch the stories, you start to see more of their stories. And I remember she was talking about this sales clinic that she had. It was a live 2-day event, and she taught all of her clients pretty much everything about sales and selling, and she even incorporated a lot of like real life sales calls, and it was very much, what's the word? It's not coming to me, but it was very much not curriculum based, but like real life, you know, real life examples. And I said, you know what? That is what I want. I don't want the 1-2-3 strategies of sales. I want real life examples. And at that point, I said, I know I need to be inside. I know I need to work with her. But in order to access that sales clinic, I needed to be a client in her lifetime group coaching program. It sounded amazing because I was like, lifetime? Who doesn't want a lifetime coach? And then I heard the price. I'm laughing because I know sometimes like that's how you all feel. You're like, oh, this is a great offer. And then you hear the price and you're like, So I heard the price and it was $5,000 US. And at that time, I was making around, let's say, 2,000 to 3,000 US per month. And that price was actually way more than I had ever anticipated for coaching. It was my biggest investment ever. I didn't even pay so much for law school. Because I'm fortunate enough to be in a country where the government paid for most, you know? So a lot of my, like, tertiary education did not come out of pocket. But again, I convinced myself, this is what happened. I convinced myself that, you know what, this is just too expensive now. I never reached out to her. I saw her did her big fancy launch and this and that, and I didn't DM her one bit. Or respond to her emails. I didn't respond to any of her emails, but I read every single email, I read every single post, I watched every single story. And her launch came to an end, and I was like, you know what? It's just hype. You're not going to buy. It's too much. Mm-mm. And then 2 weeks after her launch, I was journaling in the morning. And the prompt that I used was, what's one scary thing you would do if you had the money? And on that list was join her coaching program. And that same morning, I took inspired action and I DM'd her. Now, guys, I don't DM people. And I don't mean it in a way that I don't interact via DMs. I do have amazing conversations via DMs, but I don't DM as a way for me to buy or to convince me to buy. Like, I just watch your content. And based on your content, I decide if I want to work with you or not. So I DM'd her. Only because I knew her launch was at ended. I didn't know how to sign up because there was no link in her bio to sign up. And I DM'd her and I said, hey, I know your launch is over, but is it too late for me to join? She said, no, you can join. Send me your email. You have 24 hours to make the first payment. And you know when she responded, because it was the first interaction I had with her on a personal level, because, I mean, I knew her. And I feel like a lot of you too, like maybe you're somebody who wants to work with a particular person, you kind of know them because you've been consuming their content for a while. So that's how I felt about her. Like, girl, I know you. Like, you don't know me, but I know you. And that was her response. Like, very straightforward, very kind, and very straightforward. And I was like, the audacity. You know? But guess what I did? I got the email and I paid within 24 hours. I made the first payment. And after making that first payment and realizing what I had committed to, which is my biggest commitment to date, guess what I did? I got to work. Now I joined on a Tuesday. So that entire week was like booked out. But I blocked out my Sundays. Sundays I'm usually chill, but I'm like, you know what? I got work I need to do. So I blocked out my Sunday and I said, Sundays are going to be the day that I go through the modules, I engage and I start to apply. I showed up to the coaching calls. There was weekly coaching calls with my camera on. I asked questions in the community. So there's a community called community in an app called Slack. So you could ask questions there. I asked questions. I was very vulnerable. And I was 100% committed to getting a return on my investment. And believing that it will work and simply putting in the work. That was it. I believe that this is going to work. I didn't have any space to not believe it was not going to work. I just committed $5,000 US to a program. I believed that it was going to work because I didn't even want to go down the thought road or the thought spiral of it's not going to work, I waste my money. No, I could not have facilitated that. I simply believed it will work and I started putting in the work. I learned new mindset strategies that I've never learned for the first time. I was willing to be wrong about business. Now, at this time, I've been in business about, like, let's say a year and a half, almost 2 years now. And I was like, you know what? Forget what I know. I'm willing to be wrong. You know? I'm willing to learn things about selling. Even if I don't fully agree with it, I'm willing to try it out. I opened up on the coaching calls. This is how coaching works best, when you are open and you're available for it. I got vulnerable. I got honest based on like where I'm at, what I'm thinking. I even ugly cried on the calls with people who are like all over the world who I've never met. And almost 10 years later, I would say that the return is priceless when I think about it. My mindset is stronger than it has ever been before. The way that I am thinking about myself and my business and my life is like mind-blowing. My sales game is top-notch, if I do say so myself. And the fact that I'm already good at marketing, like just knowing like, okay, how could I be good at sales too, is like the perfect combo. And I get to teach my clients that perfect combo as well. My business is so much simpler now. So I no longer have my group program running. I no longer have my monthly membership running. And I only have my one-on-one coaching. So that frees up a lot of time. The people who do decide to work with me, we work for a longer period now, 6 months. And they are more committed now because they show up based on the investment that they have made. And they know it's 6 months. They know they've already committed and they show up. And with the time that I have now, because my business model is simpler and cleaner, guess what? I'm now finally able to work on launching a second business idea that I've had for like almost a year. And now, as if that wasn't enough, in January of this year, I decided to heal some wounds in my romantic life. And after watching like a love coach for over a year, I finally joined her love coaching program, where she's teaching me a lot about self-love, feminine and masculine energies, and a whole lot of more stuff, guys. A lot of woo-woo stuff and a lot of practical strategy, everyday stuff. And honestly, like, this is exactly what I needed. As a human being first, because I'm a human first, and as a business owner as well. Because a lot of my clients are women, if not all, I think all at the point. Do I have any males? No, all are women right now. All of my clients right now are women. And I am always aiming that I come to my clients from the most purest sense possible. So even though I am a marketing coach, business coach, a lot of my sometimes we really talk about a lot of personal stuff as well. We talk about relationships. We talk about those things because sometimes, honestly, life stuff could be a lot of the reason why you're not implementing and taking action in your business. So we get clear on, okay, what are the life stuff we're dealing with and how could we clean up that so we actually have space now to work on the business. And I never, ever, ever want any of my limiting beliefs to pass on to my clients unintentionally. And because I know, you know what, this is an area that I really want support with and I want to feel more centered with, I got the support and it wasn't easy. It was, and I'll tell you the price in a bit. But now I'm able to really like guide my clients a lot better when they mention like relationships in their own personal life. And this is what I want. I want to first invest from a place of this is what I need. And then what's the ripple effects of that investment? Ooh, what's the ripple effects of that investment? Now, I made this investment in January 2023. I'm still currently enrolled in that program because it's a 3-month program. And it was a whopping $3,250. I'm laughing because I never in my wildest dreams thought I'd be paying this amount for coaching. And call me crazy, but I absolutely think it is worth it. It is so worth it when you think about it. Like, whether it's a 1-month program, a 10-month program, or a 3-month program, you learn skills, you learn strategies when you carry yourself through something that you can apply for life. You can apply this to any and everything for life. Life is a long journey. I hate when people say life is short. Life is so long. Life is so long because the amount of times you could reinvent yourself in one lifetime is crazy. And if you learn a skill now, I am 28 years old. I learned this skill now, whether it's like from my business coaching program or from this love coaching program, I get to apply that for the rest of my life. And that is why it is priceless. And of course, these are like the main investments. So like those main investments is around $12,000 US. But I'll say the other really small investments could be around $3,000. So I have like a stylist that I invest in. You all know I invest in a stylist for like my brand photo shoots and whatnot. I have photographers I invest in. I have website builders and tech people that I invest in from time to time. I have a brand identity designer I invested in recently. I have money coaches. I have accountants that I invest in. I have templates for like social media and websites and all of that. This live event I'm doing in I'm going to later in the year is an investment as well, right? And so much more, guys. So much more. So when people ask me, like, what have you invested in? I'm like, how much time do you have? How much time do you have? Once I identify a need in my business or my life, I will invest to fulfill it. Full stop. And the returns may not always be immediate, but they are always there. And I want to identify some takeaways just in the event that you didn't really pick it up while I was talking. I wanted to like itemize some of the takeaways from this podcast episode. The first takeaway being, I know most of what it's like to be afraid, scared, think the investment is too much, but still take action, even when I feel this way. I get it. I 100% get it. I get how scary investing is. Investment scaries are a big thing. In all of the instances, there was a common thread. I identified a need and then the coach or the person appeared. And that reminds me of the quote, like, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. I'm sure this happened to you already. Maybe you may realize, you know what, I need help with content creation and marketing. And all of a sudden, Instagram recommend, follow Leon Jones. And you're like, what? This girl does marketing. And maybe you're on this podcast now. And you're like, oh, what is happening? Because you're finally ready. Nobody can make you ready. I'll just add this as well. No podcast episode can make you ready. No Instagram post can make you ready. No email can make you ready. Only you get to decide that you are ready. You get to decide, you know what? I identify a need. I identify something that I know I want support with. I'm ready to take action now. You get to decide that. The third thing too, no investment that I've made, I call out quite a few, right? None of those investments were made in the perfect time. It was not a convenient investment for me. Just think about like how I felt like 1 year ago, letting go most of my clients, and then literally a month later investing in this program, teaching me how to do one-on-one coaching, and then no one signing up. It was not perfect. It was not convenient. It was not like, woohoo, yes, I have the money there in a nice, cute investment fund, and yeah, the investment fits the budget. No, it was not that at all. It was me deciding that, you know what, no time is going to be a perfect time, but this is what I need right now to go to the next level. This is what I'm willing to carry myself through. Now, the next takeaway is that, and I said this multiple times throughout the episode, the magic recipe for any investment to work is 1, believing it will work and putting in the work. That's it. Believing it will work, 1, and putting in the work, 2. That is it. We've all heard the quote, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. And that's why I strongly believe for anything in life, you need to have a combination of both. You need to have a combination of belief or faith that it will work, and 2, putting in the work. The worst thing you can do is put in the work, but then have this belief that, well, maybe it's not going to work for me. No. As this belief or as that thought train pops up of, I wonder if it's going to work for me, you get to shut it down and be like, I'm not holding on to you. That's not a belief I'm holding on to. That's not a thought I'm holding on to. I'm holding on to the thought that this is going to work, and I'm putting in the work. That's it. I'm holding on to the thought that this is going to work, and I'm putting in the work. Now, I'm not saying an investment may not be, quote unquote, a bad investment, or an investment may not be something that you didn't anticipate it to be. But at the same time, at least 90% of the times, it's on you to make the investment work. And lastly, and this one is a bit harsh, so buckle up. Not everyone will have the success they desire because not everyone would be willing to become the person they need to be. Let me say that again. Not everyone will have the success they desire because not everyone would be willing to become the person they need to be. Investments are never convenient. They are hard. And while going through it, you just need to trust. A lot of things you're battling while you're making an investment or even executing on an investment you've made. It was not easy for me to be like, hey, I'm going with a payment plan option, knowing that I would have preferred to just pay everything in one go. But I decided, you know what? Based on who I want to be, it is better for me to take this payment plan option and get started and do the work. It's not easy for me to go through an entire launch process and no one sign up and then still going back to the material and being like, okay, Leon, what can we take? How can we still get a win? It's not easy. Oh, this is a good one. It's not easy to make payments on a program when honestly, you would rather just take those same payments and go a fancy restaurant, go a trip, do your hair extra fancy, buy some new clothes. Like, I get it. I get it. And you know what? Because I've been on TikTok, I'm just hearing this song, Material Girl. I get it. If, you're a material girl and you want to spend on the finer things in life and you're growing your business and now you have to spend on investments. And honestly, it's not that glamorous. It's not that glamorous. But again, these investments really help shape you to become the person that you need to be. If you want a successful business, you need to be willing to become that person no matter how hard it is. And I know it is hard. I am speaking from my own experience. I totally get it. But not everybody would be willing to make and to do the things that are required. And I'm hoping this podcast episode can help you realize. Sometimes people are like, how do you know all of this, Leon? How do you do this? I do this because I never gave up on myself. I decided that I wanted to become the person I needed to be to have a successful business. To do the things that I am dreaming about. I don't want to dream about these things forever. I want to be living it. So as I said, investments, they're never convenient. They're hard. And the best part about investments is that you get to look back on it. And a lot of your achievements, you would see that they are a combination of all the big scary action that you took. Now at the same time, I want to preface and say, you always know what is best for you in the moment. So trust yourself. So it's okay if you're not in a place to invest money. As I said earlier in this podcast episode, there was 4 to 5 months I was not in a place to invest money when I just left my corporate job and I was now starting entrepreneurship. And you know what I did? I invested my time. And that wasn't easy either because all of the information you have online is a lot to sort through. But I did invest my time. and I trusted, I know what I would get a return on that. And eventually when I got a return, I was able to invest my money. Whether the investment works or not is totally up to you. All right, my friend, again, if you know that you're ready for your next investment and you know that investment is working with me inside of my one-on-one coaching program and finally overcome the marketing challenges that you're facing, you want to create content consistently and you want to attract dream clients in your business, then you can go to the link in the show notes to apply. I would love to help you go to the next level. Sending you love, sending you peace, and sending you all the happiness that your heart desires. Talk to you soon. You've just listened to another episode of Master Marketing and Monetize podcast. If you benefited from this episode, share it to your favorite social media platform and tag me at Leon George. Let's finally master the world of online marketing and create a business of your wildest desires. See you on the next podcast episode.